Good morning. Welcome. We come to this time of year merely wishing each other peace and joy, love and hope. Sometimes hope is the only gift we can embrace. This is a time when we can, in company with each other, acknowledge the sadness we feel at Christmas time. This is a time when memories of past Christmases and the pain of present reality can become overwhelming. This service will give us the chance to express the grief, fears, anger, and confusion that are a normal part of living and loving. You don't have to put on a happy face for others if that denies your true feelings. We pray that all of us will find hope and comfort in knowing that we are not alone. Whoever you are, wherever you come from, we warmly welcome you to Concordia.
As the day draws nearer, activities keep us busy, or perhaps we stay busier to keep from thinking about our loss. Or perhaps grief has kept us from taking part in our usual preparations. Or perhaps our sadness is so permeating that our traditions seem as empty as do our hearts. Or perhaps this season is a reminder of what we once had and no longer have. This space, this time, offers you a respite. I invite you to imagine that not only the screen is starlit, but that this is a starlit night. Take a deep breath in. As you inhale, breathe in a thanksgiving for your life. And as you exhale, offer all that you are to the one who receives us as we are. And then let this moment be silent, for all is calm and all is bright. When hope was born, and just as now the world was torn, but all was calm and all was bright. The star above gave out its light. All around the world, let us unite and we will show how hope can change us, how hope can help us grow. It was 200 years ago that Joseph Moore penned a poem about the night of Jesus' birth. Moore's friend, Franz Gruber, put the poem to music for their Christmas Eve service. Today we will focus on the hope that is expressed in the fourth verse of Silent Night, as well as those who had hoped for the coming of a Savior. Hope would soon be born for all. Christ coming into this world offers hope. It was the night when hope was born, and just as now, the world was torn. But all was calm and all was bright. Let us speak together the fourth verse. Silent night, holy night, wondrous star, lend thy light. With the angels let us sing, Alleluia to our King. Christ the Savior is born. Christ the Savior is born.
The last verse of the hymn invites us to lift our voices to the one who is King. Identifying Jesus as King was radical for the people of his time, as it resisted the powers of the empire that threatened the least of these that Jesus came to serve. We are reminded by this seemingly benign and sweet song that whenever there is injustice in this world, we are to look to the one whose power is love. Unconditional love gives birth to hope. How might this increase our hope for the future? Hope is our trust in our God who loves us.
So let your hope shine in the night, and let your life burn warm and bright. This hope we give the world is found, and in this truth we find our calm. Dear people all around the world, let us unite and we will show how hope can change us, how hope can help us grow. The season
of waiting is almost over. We light the fourth candle, anticipating the coming light of the star that shone over Bethlehem for all to see.
God of our future, we open ourselves to hear your call today, the call to keep hope alive no matter the troubles we face. Help us to never lose hope and to offer hope to all around us, making our lives, our families, our communities, and our world a brighter place.
Please join us in the response on the screen above.
Fill us with your hope and light. Make the world so calm and bright.
Thank you.
Before we sing our opening hymn, I have a few announcements. Thank you to all who contributed to the sanctuary poinsettias up here to celebrate Christmas. And thank you to Dave and Judy Rogala. They contributed a plant this week in honor of their 23rd anniversary. Remember that next week there is a community meal on Sunday night. And tomorrow night, Christmas Eve, welcome back to Concordia for the Christmas Eve Calm and Bright Carols Communion and Candlelight Service at 7 p.m. Please stand as you are able and join in singing number 210, All the Earth is Waiting.
You can sit down. You want to come up? Yeah, looking right at you, Miles. Oh, babies are wonderful, aren't they? Yeah, but sometimes they cry. They don't do it to be annoying, you know. They do it because they're telling us that they need something. Okay, so let's see. A few weeks ago, for peace, we got the baby a warm blanket to make it feel safe. And for joy, we got the baby some toys to play with so that he could enjoy it. And let's see, last week was love. What did we give the baby? Oh, we wanted the baby to know that if he got hungry, we would feed him. So we gave him a bottle. So I wonder what we can give him today. Oh, to make him stop crying. Huh. Oh, look. I see what we got today. Could you go get that for me, Miles? I bet there's some more out there, too. Huh. What do you suppose those are? Music. Oh, it's music? Oh, good, because I don't think that the baby would want to eat it. Do you? No, and it's not really big enough for a blanket, is it? You think we could let the baby play with it? No, okay. So, you know, I bet when you were little, your mom sang songs to you. I bet she did it when maybe even your dad. Oh, he's maybe he did. Okay, so your parents sang songs to you to let you know that you they were just with you, you know, that you weren't alone, and that gave you hope. I wonder how else we can think about hope today. Have you ever heard a dog sing to a baby before? I don't think I have either. And look how well it took care of the baby. The baby stopped crying, and the dog just kept on singing, and the baby stayed content. I bet it was the same way. It was just like that when you were a little child and crying. Now, don't you kind of wonder if you cried today, if your parents would sing to you? Maybe they would. Yep. Okay. So we've got peace, joy, love, and hope. Those are the gifts that the baby brings us at Christmas. Thank you for coming up here.
Psalm 137, 1 through 4. By the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down, and there we wept when we remembered Zion. On the willows there, we hung up our harps. For there our captors asked us for songs, and our tormentors asked for mirth, saying, "Sing us one of the songs of Zion." How could we sing the Lord's song in a foreign land?
How can we sing this Lord's song in a strange land? We are here. This is the earth on which we live, the place where we dwell, the ground on which we walk, the air that we breathe. All of this is part of the earth, part of our lives, and it's familiar to us. It's home. Until it's not. And that's what the Hebrew people were experiencing. We are home. Until it suddenly becomes foreign, strange to us. When there's trauma or loss in our lives, or when there's hurricanes or floods or fires or tornadoes and even death. About 30 years ago, I officiated at the funeral of a young man. Michael was 17 years old. He had died in a car accident. I visited a family at their home, and classmates were just kept driving in and coming in, and they were embracing one another. With the arrival of every new car, there were embraces and tears and sobbing and an explanation as best as anyone could give. And then there was stunned silence. Several months later, I ran into Mike's mother, Janet, at Walmart around Christmas time. As we spoke, she said that most people avoided her because they didn't know what to say. They didn't know how to comfort her. Her pain was so raw. She didn't want to shop for Christmas that year, but she had two other children who were expecting Christmas. She was angry at the accident. She was angry at the chaos after his death and the busyness of the funeral. She was angry then that people went back to their own lives. Michael was no longer constantly on their minds like it was hers. Janet, her husband, their children understood the psalmist's question. How can I sing a song? Ooh, how can I sing the Lord's song in a strange land? The death of a life partner or parents or a child sends us to a foreign land. And yet we do still sing the song. We sing a different tune. Because God hears our crying, our deep sighs, the sobbing, that strong guttural moan from the bottom of our heart. God hears those songs as well. So we can continue to sing. And we do continue to sing.
Jesus the righteous.
From the book of Matthew, chapter 2, verses 1 through 12. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in the territory of Judea during the rule of King Herod, Magi came from the east to Jerusalem. They asked, "Where is the newborn king of the Jews? We've seen his star in the east, and we've come to honor him." When King Herod heard this, he was troubled, and everyone in Jerusalem was troubled with him. He gathered all the chief priests and the legal experts and asked them where the Christ was to be born. They said, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for this is what the prophet wrote. You, Bethlehem, land of Judah, by no means are you least among the rulers of Judah, because from you will come one who governs, who will shepherd my people Israel." Then Herod secretly called for the Magi and found out from them the time when the star had first appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search carefully for the child. When you've found him, report to me, so that I too may go and honor him." When they heard the king, they went, and look, the star they had seen in the east went ahead of them until it stood over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were filled with joy. They entered the house and saw the child with Mary, his mother. Falling to their knees, they honored him. Then they opened their treasure chests and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Because they were warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they went back to their own country by another route.
With that story, we kind of got the horse before the cart, because we usually read that scripture. We live with that at Epiphany, which is a few days after we celebrate Christmas. But what it reminds us of today is that we receive hope in the most unlikely of places. The Magi, the king, the wise men, whatever we call them, they weren't from this country that was being oppressed. It was unlikely because they weren't Jews. It was unlikely that they would bring hope to a people who were hopeless. And yet, it is they who God used. That tells me, or reminds me again, that I need to watch that I don't discourage the hope that comes to me in any way other than what I might expect. The God of hope offers that to us when we so sorely need it. God is in the world. God is with us. And God gives us what we need. Let us give thanks.
Boss is going to love this spread. Welcome to the Inn restaurant. How can I help you?
Do you have... Look, this is awkward. I'm here to order a Christmas for one.
Oh, yes, of course. What is your name?
Actually, I'm sorry, but I didn't make a reservation. I was hoping there would be room.
Actually, I'm sure there's already been a reservation made for you. I just need your name.
I don't think anyone knew I was coming.
Name?
Okay, I can see you're persistent. My name is Julie.
Thank you, ma'am. Okay. Ah, yes, here you are. Absolutely, I have just the thing, Miss Julie. Right this way. Here you are.
I'm sorry. I think you might have misunderstood. I said Christmas for one.
Yes, yes, of course. This is your seat right here.
But how did you know?
Miss Julie, here's our menu this Christmas season at the inn. As you can see, we offer a wide range of items for our patrons. Starting with the Advent section, you can see we have many different celebration options. You can find mistletoe.
I told you a table for one, remember?
Yes. Well, we also have tree lighting, caroling, worship services, and of course our delightful food options from fruitcake to gingerbread cookies. You can also choose to order our Yule log and chestnut combo. We have gift package options and even snow by the pound. The Nativity, of course, is our crowning glory at the inn restaurant. Just take a look, and I can come back in a bit and take your order.
Wait, I think there's been a mistake. Why am I at this big table? I'm here by myself. And why is my name already on this?
Please excuse me a second, Miss Julie. I invite you to look at the menu. I'll be right back. Welcome to the inn restaurant, Mr.
Ben.
Oh, Mr. Ben. We are so glad you could join us. I see you're right here on the list.
Right where?
Right here.
Look, I just came in here for a Christmas for one. I'm going to take it home with me. I didn't want to even really do Christmas. I'm just going to go. This was a bad idea.
Oh, no, Mr. Ben. Please, let me. You can sit right here.
No, I asked for a Christmas for one.
Please, Mr. Ben, stay. This is your seat. Look.
Oh, sorry.
My boss would be so disappointed if you didn't stay. Let me just get you some water for you while you look over the menu.
Wait. Hey, Ben, is it?
Oh, yes. Hey, I'm Ben.
Hi, Ben. I'm Julie. Look, I don't know what's happening here, but something is going on that is weird. I asked for a table for one. It's just been me after the divorce, and I didn't know what else to do with myself. But now I'm at this big table. There is somehow a reservation for me already, and now you're here. Do you know what's going on?
No. I asked for a Christmas for one, too. You see, my wife, she passed away around this time. Christmas was always her favorite time of year. We used to decorate together and go caroling on Sunday with our Sunday school class. And she made the best gingerbread cookies. Anyway, it feels weird not to be celebrating something she loved so much, but I just can't seem to do it without her.
Oh, I'm sorry, Ben. Grief is rough.
Yeah, it's nice to talk about her, though. Hard, but nice. I'm sure a divorce is no picnic either.
True, but I'm just trying to pick up the pieces, and this seemed like a way to start. Do you want to order something since we're here? We could share.
Yeah, maybe. What do we have?
Welcome to the Inn restaurant. Lovely to see you. Names?
Oh, no. We don't have reservations. We thought we'd be spending this Christmas with a little one, but it just hasn't happened yet for us yet. We thought it would be easier to just order our Christmas from here. Doesn't seem like Christmas without a child to celebrate with us.
Oh, sir, you both have come to the right place. I'm sure you're on the list. What are your names?
I don't see how...
Well, please.
Alice and John.
Ah, right here, actually. Come this way. This is coming together nicely. Be back in a sec.
Wait.
Don't bother. It won't help. Trust me. I've tried. Hi, I'm Julie.
I'm John, and this is my wife, Alice.
What's exactly going on here? We're not really sure, but it looks like we're ordering Christmas together this year.
We might not be the best company for you guys.
Yeah, we couldn't help it over here. Actually, we all seem to be struggling this year.
You guys too?
But it's actually looking better all the time. Let's get started on the menu.
Welcome to the Inn restaurant.
We need a Christmas for four. There's two more in our party.
Ah, the Jones party.
Okay. How did you know? How did you know our names? That's amazing.
Right this way.
Oh, I can't wait. Hey, folks, Merry Christmas. So nice to see all of you.
Yes, have you ordered anything yet?
Not yet. We were thinking of ordering something together.
We're in. Actually, I think I'll start. I want to order some gingerbread cookies for the whole table.
Okay.
My wife would have liked that.
Ben, that's a great idea.
Coming right up.
Wait.
Yes, Miss Julie?
How?
Miss Julie, the boss makes sure there's room for everyone at the inn.
Our extravagant God sent magi with generous gifts to visit the baby Jesus and proclaim his kingdom to the whole world. Through our gifts, our voices are heard. Through our gifts, we proclaim God's love to all. Our giving shows our willingness to love one another. I invite the ushers to come forward.
did you know that your baby boy would one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you delivered will soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy will give sight to a blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will calm the storm with his hands? Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod to kiss your little baby? You kiss the face of God. The blind will see, the deaf will hear, the dead will live again. The lame will lead, the dumb will speak, the praises of the Lamb. Mary, did you know that your baby boy is Lord of all creation? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day? Did you know that your baby boy is heaven's perfect gift? That sleeping child you're holding is the great I am. Mary, did you know? Mary, did you know?
Together. God of promise and hope, receive our offering of time and talent.
We offer ourselves to you,
knowing that you are the source of all good gifts.
We pray
to Jesus, whose coming calls us reconciliation. Amen. You may be seated.
We need a silent night in here. We need your presence to be near. Give us the hope we need and the peace we seek. We need a silent night in Thee.
Today we come looking for the Christ child. We come seeking hope. We light 4 candles today in remembrance of our loved ones. We light these candles for our own needs. We light 1 for grief, 1 for courage, 1 for memories, and 1 for our love. This candle represents our grief. We own the pain of losing loved ones, of dreams that go unfulfilled, of hopes that evaporate in despair. This candle represents our courage. It symbolizes the courage to confront our sorrow, to comfort each other, to share our feelings honestly and openly with each other, and to dare to hope in the midst of pain. This candle represents our memories. For the times we laughed together, cried together, were angry at each other, or overjoyed with each other, we light this candle for the memories of caring and joy we shared together. This candle represents our love, the love we have given and the love we have received, the love that has gone unacknowledged and unfelt, and the love that has been shared in times of joy and sorrow.
Each of us comes bearing our own hurts, our sorrows, broken places. I want to invite each of you to offer your personal wound to God, who loves each of us deeply and wants to carry our pain. God waits patiently, gently calling out, "Give me your pain. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will refresh you." You will have the chance to light a candle for and name someone whom you have lost and especially miss at Christmas. This is not just for people who have died in the past year. If there's someone that you've loved, lost, and continue to miss them each Christmas, you're invited to come. As you light the candle, remember that it is God who lights a candle in our darkness and holds us close until we are able to shine. You may speak the name or circumstance if you wish to do so as you light your candle. Today we're going to speak the name to Heidi, and Heidi will repeat it with the mic, and then we're all invited to prayerfully say that the name of that person for whom the candle is lit. When the candle is lit, you may return to your seat or come over here and receive a blessing and anointing with oil. Laying on of hands for healing is a very old practice of the church. It offers strength, comfort, and healing through the gift of touch and prayer. You may tell me what you're asking for God for, or you may remain silent and receive a blessing from the Holy Spirit. In the center of the table, we light the Christ candle, remembering that Christ is always in the center of our lives. He hears our cries, he knows our hearts, and in the midst of all of our thoughts and emotions, he offers us hope and healing.
We need a silent night in here. We need your presence to be near. Give us the hope we need and the peace we seek. We need a silent night in here.
Wilbur Litcher. Roland Peets. Parents Ernie and Doris. Eileen Gatzel. Dick Paul. Jack and Sarah Eberhardt. Sarah. Alice Kinchy. Halsey Sprecher. Jan Bender.
Jan.
Marion and Joanne. Joanne Budd's mom and dad.
Mom and dad.
John Budd's mom and dad. Arthur Gibson.
Arthur.
Nedra Askey.
Nedra.
Nedra. CJ and Martha Nelson and Aurora. Rocky Ruland. Pat Walter. Russell and Joy. Clara Bolton. Randy Evans. Larry Hinyup. John Holzelhammer. Bill Blackman. Zelpha Hooks. Rosina and Cecil McGrady. Alma Jasinski. Dan Dillon and Joan Kessler. Pearl. Bill Albertus. Merritt Dubrow and Vaughn Holling.
Merritt and Devon.
Tiana Hodgkiss. Let us pray. God of great compassion and love, your children are praying, and we know that you listen. There are times that we feel hopeless. There are times that we are weak, and we pray for hope. We need hope for the future. We need hope for a full life. We need hope for love and kindness. With these candles, help us find your light, a light that will guide us day by day, step by step, as we try to live fully and wholly. We cherish the special ways in which our loved ones have touched us. We thank you for the gift of their lives and all that they have been for us. Comfort us, encourage us, empower us. And this morning we pray for Darlene Coyle, as she is went to urgent care. We remember her and pray for healing for her. We also pray for healing for Debbie Emshoff, recovery from her surgery. We thank you, God, for all of the ways that you bless us. And we pray to you now as Christ taught us. Our who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Would you turn to hymn number 242, Love Came Down at Christmas? Life is short, and we do not have much time to gladden the hearts of those who make this earthly pilgrimage with us. So let us be swift to love and make haste to do kindness. Go with God into this day. May the Spirit guide your way. Offer hope to all the people that you meet. Like Christ, see God in all you meet. The blessing of God who comes to us as creative presence and saving grace and life-giving spirit be with you always. Amen.